Hello, everybody. Cal Mannion here with another podcast. Yes, you can tell. Here I am. I'm not in my regular business office. I'm in a different environment. I am where? In my therapy room. This is where I conduct my hypnotherapy sessions. Why am I in my therapy room instead of my office where I usually do my podcast? Because I have the privilege of what? I get to interview another hypnotherapist. And again, we have a hypnotherapist here who's come out here for a class, and I grabbed her and said, let me do an interview with you while I have you here. So what I'd like to do, with no further ado, is introduce Linda Malerstein, who has a practice in East Los Angeles and maybe somewhere else too. She'll straighten you out on that. I never have these details right. So here we go. Linda, thank you for joining us. I'd like you to do, did I have that information right? Are you in East Los
Angeles? West Los Angeles.
West Los Angeles, good. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you did before you got into hypnosis, how you got into the profession, and then maybe a little bit about your training and that kind of stuff.
I was an executive recruiter in the medical industry. I spent several years working in the entertainment industry in agencies, and I was a professional children's entertainer for many years. And I went into business for myself in the early 90s, and I had a business that I worked as a personal assistant for people on call. And I did a trade with a woman, and I did work for her, and she never paid me back. So about 4 years after I did the work for her, I saw her somewhere and she said, I owe you some time. You know, I've become a hypnotherapist. Why don't you let me do a hypnosis session with you to thank you for the work you did for me? And I had been looking for my place, what I was meant to do for many, many years. And I wanted to do something that would help people. I wanted to do something that would touch people on the soul level, and I didn't want to spend 8 years going to school to get a degree and license. And so as she was doing this hypnosis session with me, while I was in this altered state of openness, the words came up from somewhere inside of me, gee, she's good at this. I could do that. And that's where the idea of becoming a hypnotherapist was born for me. And as I began to explore, it was like the couple running to each other on the beach in slow motion. You know, everything I did that had to do with hypnosis, I felt this love, this excitement. I want more, I want more, I want more. And I got my initial training from someone in Los Angeles that was kind of basic. And then I found Five Path Hypnosis and I got trained by you, Cal.
How did that change things for you?
Oh my gosh. I had success, but there were times when I wasn't being successful and I didn't know what to do. And I was flying by the seat of my pants, and I didn't have the structure that I needed. And I was on a hypnosis list where people talk about hypnosis, and someone described the type of work that was done in the Five Path Hypnosis, and I had that same feeling of the couples running toward each other on the beach. I have to find out more about this. And having the structure of the five phases and the detail that you gave me completely transformed my hypnotherapy practice, and my success rate shot way up. My confidence boomed, and it's just been absolutely phenomenal ever since.
You know, of course, I love to hear all this stuff, and that's really not why I'm doing this. You know, I really, really appreciate all your fine comments. I'm wondering if you could tell our viewers something what happened, that really changed as you went from like direct suggestion alone, hypnosis to, because I don't want to really turn this into an infomercial. Mm-hmm. So if you could give them something that you got from this, what would that be?
In working with the clients, finding the causes and not just treating the symptoms. And bringing a degree, for those who are spiritual, bringing a degree of spirituality into the sessions made the progress move very, very quickly. And the thing I love about hypnosis is that it is very quick, very safe, very powerful. And the word that I hear most often when people emerge from a hypnosis session is, wow.
What do they mean by that? What do they mean by wow? I mean, what's happened to where, like, that's the best word to describe what's just happened?
There are things that have gone on in their subconscious that they found from exploring the subconscious mind that they had no idea was there. And many of these clients have been in good therapy with good therapists. And they connected the dots and they understood a lot of why they behaved in certain ways, but for some reason they couldn't be freed, they couldn't release. And so they say wow because, number one, they've learned something, and number two, the process that they've gone through has helped them to achieve a lightness and a freedom. My personal phrase, I don't know exactly what to call it, is feel the freedom of letting go. And that's what happens when I work with people in hypnosis.
That's one of the things that's undeniable about this work is, you know, when someone has been through the self-help books and the self-help programs, they've been through the minister, the MD, and all these other helping professionals, and then after that, they come and see the witch doctor. the hypnotherapist, right? Because a lot of times we are kind of the port of last call, and we can take someone that is being rather dysfunctional, not really functioning in a way that satisfies their needs, wants, and desires, or someone that is very high functional, and take them to the next level. And in either case, it's just a wonderful, satisfying feeling, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, good.
I can't imagine doing anything else.
Okay, now here's kind of a surprise question. I ask everyone I interview, either written or one of these new video kind of interviews. Mm-hmm. What tip, trick, or technique can you share right now to the viewers that perhaps he or she could use tomorrow in a session?
The thing that comes to mind is that there's an induction, the Ellman-Banyan induction, that works on almost everybody, and it's quick and easy to learn. And the other is there's a confusion technique that I learned from a book by Roy Hunter, mm-hmm. that when the Ellman-Banyan induction doesn't work the way I want it to, that confusion induction in his book that I know they can get on your mall.
But is that the Art of Hypnotherapy?
It's the orange one. Which one is that?
Yeah, I believe that's the Art of Hypnosis. Highly recommended book. And as you guys have been following my podcast, we've had Roy Hunter on the podcast before. And we're fortunate enough to have Roy Hunter come to our center and do training, too.
I also, when I use that induction, that induction has to do with forgetting the instructions. And I always prepare the client for the fact that I'm going to want them to forget the instructions, and that when they do, they're doing great. Because a lot of them are so afraid of making mistakes, that's why the other things have not worked for them. So I preface it by saying, I want you to forget.
Let me kind of change to a little slightly different subject. So you've got your practice. I'm wondering if you know why your clients choose you over other hypnotherapists.
They tell me.
Okay, why?
I have been a wounded bird, and I've done a lot of personal growth things. I also am a very creative person. I tend to get very creative people who have deep wounds. And sometimes they've told me that they see my picture and they look in my eyes and they feel that I am kind, that I will understand. So it's a lot of it is a rapport. I mean, there's a place for every kind of person to be a hypnotherapist because they will draw and attract to them that which reflects who they are. Yeah. I'm a Jewish mother. I'm a Jewish mother in my therapy. A little bit tough sometimes, but very, but mostly very accepting, totally non-judgmental, and loving, very, very loving.
Tell me, what kind of issues do you like to work with the most?
I really enjoy working with women and men too, but who have eating disorders and body issues, because I myself had an eating disorder for many, 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 many years. And I know the pain that comes from that kind of a compulsion. So I really enjoy that, and I really enjoy working with writers who have writer's block, mm-hmm. producers. And I don't mean, you know, big names always. I mean people who have an idea, a creative idea, and there's some fear that's keeping them from expressing it. That feels really good to me. I've got dresses waiting for premieres. I'm waiting for them. Yep, I'm ready to go.
What do you wish everyone knew about hypnosis?
That it is so powerfully effective and safe. It's safe. It works on so many different levels, so many different issues, so quickly and easily and effectively. I just want everyone to know that they should trust themselves to do it, because it will help. It helps. It will help you.
That's one of the reasons we're doing these videos, is to get the word out, because really everyone could use either self-hypnosis or working with a hypnotherapist or hypnotist to work on anything that they're kind of stuck on. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. I think that's true. Absolutely.
Now, you're also a trained Seventh Path teacher. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Seventh Path is a technique and a practice of self-hypnosis that combines the mental, the physical, and the spiritual. And it is designed in such a way that each individual can bring his or her own concept of spirituality into the practice. So I've had people who believe in Earth as the most spiritual thing that they know, Mother Earth.
Higher power.
Yeah, that's as far as, you know, they believe in Mother Earth. And I've had people who were devout Christians, Catholics, Jews, and whatever their personal belief is, they have used this self-hypnosis practice to help themselves. And it's so gentle, but it's very effective. You go at your own pace. It's not like the kind of self-hypnosis that people think of, where you give yourself suggestions to do things, because I think that self-hypnosis goes just so far when you are giving yourself suggestions, because each time you give yourself a suggestion, you have to go back to your conscious mind to think of what you want to say. In Seventh Path, you go very deep. And unlike meditation, where the goal is to clear your mind and rid your mind of feelings, Seventh Path is very forgiving. Whatever comes up is part of the process, and it's completely right. You can't do it wrong. And I have had clients have amazing revelations on their own. It speeds up the healing process. And I have one client who was on blood pressure medication, and since he did the hypnosis and the Seventh Path, he said that no matter how stressful a day is at work, when he does the Seventh Path, he feels his body just going into a state of peace, and he's completely off his blood pressure medication, and it always helps him to balance. So I love it, and I use it in my own life.
So you're out there changing lives with both hypnotherapy and then as a self-hypnosis teacher with 7PATH.
I'm helping people to change their lives. I'm not changing anybody's life. But each person who participates is changing his or her own life.
What do you see the future of hypnosis?
I see, and I'm so gratified, that it is growing as a modality that is being accepted all over the world by all different levels of people. And I was really surprised. An HMO that I belong to has a website where you can download self-hypnosis tapes for sleep, for going into surgery, for giving birth. And I was very surprised and very gratified that this HMO recognized they could save money. They can help patients recover faster and be more comfortable during this whole medical process by using hypnosis. And I see it becoming in very widespread.
I think that the medical community and the psychological community and the counseling community and even the community of ministers are all starting to open up to this idea. I know a few months ago I did a talk at a big hospital medical community of like 80 doctors talking about 5PATH and the secret language of feelings, and they were just glued. They are frustrated. There's so many things that medicine can fix. I mean, if I break my leg again, I want to go to a hospital and I want a surgeon to put it back together and set the leg. But doctors get so frustrated when sometimes medications and other things don't do everything that need to be done. And so we can offer them something that is complementary to what they're doing and can extend their effectiveness.
And you just made me think of something else. I have to laugh when people say, I don't believe in it. That's like saying, I don't believe in gravity. Because going to the subconscious is something people do every day in many, many different kinds of ways. So there's nothing to believe in. You're either willing to do it or you're not willing to do it. If you're willing to do it, it will work for you. That's how I feel.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you for coming, and I want to thank all of the viewers for coming and listening. And if you have comments, please send them to me, cal@calbanion.com, or my email address is calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com. And we'll, if you like these kind of interviews, we're going to keep them coming to you so that you can hear about how hypnotherapists are out there all around the world changing lives, and perhaps you would like to do this kind of thing too. If you're already a hypnotherapist, you can get advanced training. Or if you're thinking about coming into our profession, give us a call. We'll be very happy to help you out and answer questions and get you in touch with a trainer that's nearby you. Once again, thanks so much for coming. I hope if someone is in the West Los Angeles area that they'll contact you. And if you want to contact Linda, just give us a call or go to our website, Banyan Hypnosis Mall. There's a contact form there, and we can get you in touch with Linda Mallerstein. Well, that's it. Keep checking back to calbanyan.com. This is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.